On this upcoming episode of Digital Bath Podcast, we're going to discuss things we waste our time on in video games, time sinks, things that we could just stop doing, but we won't stop. We just keep on going. We just keep on doing it. Even though we could stop at any moment and get back to what we really need to do, we just keep on playing it. It just never ends and it never stops. Tonight on Dateline. So we're talking about things that we talk about or we do for an abnormally long amount of time in games that there's no real reason. Like, maybe you just love it. Maybe it
makes you happy.
Maybe
it's Maybelline.
And then there's stuff that you do way too long for a stupid, shitty reward. I'm looking at you, Mortal Kombat 300 levels for a mummy looking Melina.
Yikes.
You know, sounds cool, actually.
Maybe
though,
if it was
it.
A mommy looking Melina.
No, it was
like
very
a mommy
it was,
looking Melina.
It was Mortal Kombat 9.
Like a
it was
Resident
before,
Evil 8 looking.
Oh, I was thinking like mom jeans and in a shopping cart. I don't know.
It was before Mortal Kombat got woke, and they were like, "Hey, some characters could have regular size boobs." You missed that whole episode. You were gone. We had your girlfriend here. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's right. You were gone.
That's but, the only time that sentence can be said of me not get pissed off.
Yeah, no shit. That's realistic, though. But yeah, Mortal Kombat 9 had Melina, and it was literally like cloth straps that covered...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember. Naughty bits.
Yeah, I remember when Mortal Kombat was just like, fuck it.
Yeah, but you had to do 300 levels
no,
of a
do
tower.
You want it?
Huh?
Hmm?
What?
Chris.
What?
Fucking introduce us.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm a Mr. Ripper.
No.
The Ranch Ripper.
There you go.
Ranch Ripper Dipper.
Christoph.
The Little Ranch Ripper.
Ooh,
Dipper.
Yes.
That's in my pants.
You got some ranch in there?
I can make you some.
No.
You made to order. No.
Made
squeeze
to
the
order.
Packets.
Extra ranch.
Squeeze the packets.
Oh, it's dust.
This is powder, sir.
Have you ever had that much in one
and
day
milk.
Where your body's like...
No. I'm 27.
I only have 2 ranch packets at most.
This is when I was like 19. We're talking like...
I was like 20 years ago.
We're talking like double digits where my body was like, okay, buddy.
You're still double digits.
I meant double digits in one day amount of time. Anyway, this is Jesse Azrael Riva. But
Azrael, leave it to Reaver.
You know what? Ooh, you know what? Sometimes I don't like it when people that... I feel like don't know you that well call you Potato, even though it's like a nickname, I guess. Like, sometimes I'm like...
Not a self-given nickname.
You know what? That's
Thank
fair.
You
can have that. But that's not what I would go for. Like, if I was... Like, Cody wanted to just call me Puss Bag, because that's how he met me when I had a Puss Bag.
Cody
like,
has a nickname for everyone.
I was like, I don't really want to be known as Puss Bag Bolton forever.
You still are.
To him.
Yeah.
But only him.
Yeah.
Who came up with Douchebag Joe?
Cody.
Are we talking about Joe Kelly?
Yeah.
I mean...
Sega Joe? Who came up with that one?
Cody.
Holy shit, there's a theme here. Mm-hmm. Cody likes to nickname people.
I haven't seen Sega... Is Sega Joe alive?
Yeah.
Everybody tells me he's alive.
He's got a fucking kid.
What?
Yeah.
I never heard. Is he on Facebook anymore or did he get off?
I don't know.
Anyway, doesn't matter.
Shout out to Sega Joe.
Sega Joe! And douchebag
nemesis,
Joe!
Nintendo Joe.
Is that a person?
No, I just made that up.
I was like, who's that? They just face off.
I got 16 bits.
Anyway.
Well, my sound quality's better.
I don't know. Sometimes I prefer the music in Sega, though.
That's what I was saying.
If I'm doing this whole episode, it's
game over.
It's off the rails, baby.
This is a good episode. Good night now.
Stop it with the eyebrows, Dakota. McFret, no. McFresh, no.
I thought he was going to call you McFlurry.
Dakota the
McFlurry.
McFlurry, the furry McFlurry. No, MC Starscream. Like, for some reason, my brain was like McFresh.
I think it, yeah.
McFresh.
Even though the console that we all play on together...
Maybe you could just be McFlesh.
Should I just change it both MC Starscream? I'm not good with change. Never mind.
I don't have a PS4. It doesn't matter to me. You can do whatever you want there.
I'm MC Starscream on PS4. I'm Angel X Death on Xbox.
Oh, fuck. I fucked that up. Oh, well. To me, you're just my favorite member of this group.
That's a lie.
Thank you.
You're right. I'm my favorite member of this group. Damn it. Call me out.
I was okay accepting the lie.
He was going to take the compliment.
I was going to lie to myself as well.
All right. So beginning with Mortal Kombat, 300 levels of fuckery for a stupid costume. And I don't even like Melina. Like, I'm not going to use her. I just wanted, like, part of it is the journey. You know, like, I fucking did that shit.
I think most of it's the journey. And then whatever you get at the end is just to fucking be like, I did that.
Yeah. Play online.
Did you see
Melina?
Did you see what I did?
Yeah. Check this out. Now we can take screenshots and also videos of it. Like, dude, I did that. Like, if you,
or you go online
and people still don't care.
Right. But at least you got, you can back it up. Like, someone's like, oh, I got like 18 kills, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh yeah, show me the screenshot.
So,
oh, well,
and I kind of want to, I feel like there's two different ways to talk about that too. There's the multiplayer version to get an unlock. And then there was just back in the day, like some single player shit.
Yeah.
Like, you literally were just doing that for you.
That's one of the things I wanted to bring up too. Am I talking for, is it like a go around or are we just
go ahead, man?
Antidote.
We'll feel it out.
Well, last night I recently got a bunch of Xbox games. Like I was telling the boys, I brought out my old dusty Xbox and
started. ODB.
It's a weird thing to call Star.
Old Xbox.
That's my old busted dishwasher. What are you talking about?
Oh,
because she doesn't do it, the dishes, right? Very often. Shout out if she's listening. She's not,
bro.
She doesn't.
Side
listen.
Note.
Dishes do be hard, though.
Amanda is, if there was an Olympics for putting dishes in the dishwasher the appropriate way, she would not even make it to qualifying rounds.
Oh, bro. have you ever looked at someone the way they put dishes in and be like, yeah, I'm going to redo this.
Every time.
This is awful.
I'm just like, why?
Yeah.
Like, you see how I put them in.
Yeah. Just, sinking time into things that don't really matter. I will the dishes look fucking profesh when I'm done. And then I look at hers and I'm like, why you do this? Is this a joke to you?
Am I a joke to you?
Does this look like a motherfucking game? I don't say any of that. I'm just like,
this is fine.
I'll fix it.
Exasperated breath.
Our dishwasher sucks anyway, so you gotta wash the dishes before you wash the fucking dishes. Anyway. So, playing Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball. And
oh, that's a cool game.
No, it's not. I do. Okay. Unabashedly, though, I am going to get the Outlaw Volleyball games because I love volleyball. That's my favorite.
Do those also have big boobies in them?
I'm going to get those games because I want to play them.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's where the story ends. Mm-hmm. I don't need mm-hmm. your judgment. Okay. Mm-hmm. What about the Olympics? They don't have big boobies in the Olympics usually. They do have women in bikinis. Did you know that there was a team that got in trouble because they didn't want to wear it?
Yep.
What the fuck? Anyway, we're getting off track. I'm trying to focus.
Time sinks.
Yeah.
Kinda like me listening to you
right
now.
I was in the casino trying to make money so that I could buy a stupid swimsuit that I don't even give a shit about for about 6 hours of
and
my
in DOA?
Like, yeah.
They're like 2 pixels in that game, right?
Like, no, they look like Xbox original, but remember, DOA always had this had good looking characters.
I just mean like there's not a lot of it.
It ain't no fucking Xbox One body, but it's definitely.
What? I'm just saying
he's
the bikinis
talking
are
about
small.
The skin to clothing ratio.
I thought you were talking
so
about the character
the
models. Yeah. I thought you meant like
he was tossing you a pass and you turned around and let it hit you in the back.
I gave it to the defender.
I'm playing basketball
defender.
And you like cricketed that shit out of this fucking.
Wow.
Ring.
So I'm so sorry. Yes, the swimsuits, some of them are very skimpy. But, okay, what's the deal with Japanese games and Japanese characters where they put on, like, swimsuits that they'd be wearing in school? Like, why is that, like, a, like, every DOA game, they're like, how about a white shirt with black shorts?
I think that's just DOA, my friend.
If that's a thing, then that's the first time hearing
it's
it.
It's in animes.
Where they wear swimsuits to school?
No, where they wear
first
like
of all,
a school uniform, not like not
first
like
of all
school girl, but like
it's
literal.
Anime, not animes.
It's in the animes.
What about swimsuits?
It's in animes, anime movie. Am I just? It's in anime movies.
In anime,
it's in anime movies, so it's in animes.
I'll accept.
I think if you went to several different stores called Aldi, you're not just going to Aldi and you went to 5 Aldi, you go to 5 Aldis.
Got him.
If you said I went to 5 different Aldi, that would be the appropriate
Aldi's
way to
nuts.
Say it.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Fuck you. You're wrong.
I went to 5 different Walmart.
I went to 5 different
You
gooses.
Went to 5 different Walmart? That doesn't make sense. I went to 5 different Walmarts, individual places. Walmart 1, Walmart 2. I went to several Walmarts.
I went to different Walmart locations.
That works. I've watched several different movies based on anime. Not based on anime.
That are anime?
The boys out here watching documentaries.
Ah, that's where the underwear comes from. Chris, that makes sense.
Well, let me...
Chris, for the love of God.
I was trying to... We get off track. This is what happened. Hey, your smart guy over here was like, you got the topic tomorrow. And I was like, oh, that's bad, but okay.
I said topic, yes.
Yeah.
We have it now.
Oh.
We're good.
But you didn't prepare, so I'm trying to fill... I don't know.
I'm waiting for you to stop talking.
Swimsuits be skimpy. Swimsuits do be skimpy dough in that game. But
skimpy dough.
Skimpy dough. But...
Skippy.
Okay, so let me be honest. My teammate Lisa had given me a rainbow bikini, and it was super cute, and I had the rainbow visor, and then I bought the blue sports glasses, okay? But then I saw a bikini in the shop that I thought, oh my God, I would look so good. Like, we would matchy match, because Lisa is my homegirl. She plays volleyball with me. We give each other gifts. It's a whole thing. Zach also gives me gifts, but...
Who's Zach?
Zach,
why haven't you told me about Zach?
Zach is the guy who owns the island. It's Zach
convenient.
Island.
Convenient. He owns a fucking island.
He gives you presents every night.
He gives you presents.
Yeah.
That's fucking enough. I don't want to hear
it. Hitomi's in high school. She's supposed to be 16 in this game, and she's staying on an island with and it's Dennis Rodman. Do you remember that?
Have you seen animes before?
Yeah, that's true. They're like, they have a triple G chest. They're 5'10", and they weigh 107 pounds. How does that math work? Like, in your bra?
Ask Toei Kekmo? Tecmo? Koei? What's that?
Who Tomonobu it? Itagaki?
No,
or Tecmo?
No, the person, the company.
Koei Tecmo.
It's Koei
just, it was just Tecmo back then. Remember with the ocean and the... that thing?
If I but have also to remind you how old I was one more time when this shit came out. No,
you remember
I don't
the Hudson
remember.
B? I remember the Hudson B.
I remember the Hudson
See,
B.
See, and that was like, you were like not even born.
That was Mario Pepperidge Party.
Farm remembers.
They helped with Mario Party on the GameCube.
Okay, something I will sink my time into is open map areas. It doesn't matter if you give me a shiny.
You have a fucking problem.
I have a problem. If you give me a blip on a map, I have a problem.
If you like playing Borderlands with people, don't do it with Jesse.
I have to do it.
Like,
I have to do everything I can before the final mission or whatever mission we're doing, because I'm not going to go back. I want to do everything I can.
But you also just want to open everything that gives you like $5 when you have like $1 million.
Yes. Yes, that is the point of that game, is to open everything and gain money.
So, I don't know if you know this, but Jesse and I would be a great team, because I also am like, yeah, but I haven't opened all the chests yet, and I need to find all of the chests in this area. I need those 7 bottle caps in Fallout.
There comes a point where you have to understand time, in, which is what this whole episode's about. But I found that time invested early on means nothing.
For you. For me, I get a lot of enjoyment out of filling in the map, because it'll nag at me for the rest of the game if I don't fill out the first area's map. I will know in the back of my head that one item that is absolutely worthless, I need to go back and get.
Yeah.
And I won't enjoy the game.
That's a mental illness, but that's okay.
I feel you, though. Like, I want everything. Like, Witcher 3? Oh, this poor guy in Witcher 3.
Oh, that's why I can't play it. It's
Bro,
too much.
You can steal everything.
It's too much.
You know what I do in Diablo now? When I start a new game or play with someone? Just fucking beeline it to objectives.
I know, and I'm like, but over here, there's a glowy thing.
Doesn't even matter.
Nothing matters.
The other day, I was like, bro, what? We're all split up. Like, I'm like...
In what?
In the Ascent.
Oh, in the Ascent.
I'm over here, like, opening chests, and you're like...
I couldn't fucking see the screen.
So, yeah, Chris was looking it up. It might be because Nick and I were playing on the Xbox Series X. Our levels were loading in, and it was trying to pull you into our levels before you guys were done.
Because the audio was dog shit. Everything was dog shit.
Did you play it on your own at all?
No, I had such a bad time, I didn't want to.
I played it.
The art style looks amazing.
The game's amazing.
I played it for 2 hours by myself. Not a problem in the world. And then we got together, and I was like, oh, what
that was insanity.
The game's amazing.
I complained a lot, and I didn't. The only reason I didn't complain even more is because I knew that at least some of you were having a good time, so I just dealt with it.
After you left, we played for a little bit longer, and we got to an area
where we switched games.
You left for a bit. When yeah, we were
you
playing.
Went, oh, oh, when I went to,
when you went to go get donuts.
Yeah, and it turned into McDonald's.
We got to an area where I could walk. It was the whole level was loaded to a point, and then there was nothing. And if I was standing on the part that was loaded, I could shoot, and I could shoot the guys that were standing in the nothing, and they would die. But if I walked out onto the nothing, there was no sound. There was no. It was just like being in space. And
so
I was
what
just,
you're saying is we can't play that game anymore for stream.
Or one of us. One of us has to host the game.
Oh, okay.
But I guess what I'm saying, the things I sink into are the right. bling blings of open world games, especially Dark Souls.
Piece
I don't
of
know,
candy.
I don't know how many times, like, because you know how in Dark Souls they make like giant ledges you have to jump down, and if you fuck up, you're gonna die. I've literally spent an hour trying to find the perfect way to jump down to get an item that I'm probably only going to use partway through the game.
That I feel like that's actually one of the exceptions, because sometimes in Dark Souls, that's the only chance you have to get that. Well, a lot of times, that's the only chance you have to get that item. Now, sometimes it's like, here's 500 souls, congrats. But then sometimes, like, here's this ring that does this specific thing that's only right here.
But here's the problem. I will do that regardless if I know what it is or not.
No, and I think that's good in Dark Souls. But I just feel like in an RPG with a leveling system with non-unique gear, that's where you know that and you do it anyway. And that's a thing that you sink time into. And then you recognize that you don't need to do it, but you enjoy doing that.
So for you, it's more like, I know this item is going to be dog shit in 5 minutes. Let's go.
Yes.
The stat,
but not Dark Souls. I'm with Jesse for Dark Souls.
The stats don't change enough that it matters. I'm just going to keep using this base weapon
where
until I get
the second part of that aspect comes into play. I always bet that there's an achievement that says collect everything or finish out the map, and that's another reason why I'll do it. Because I don't think I was that bad pre-360 era. But once achievements and trophies came around, where it was like 100% fill the map, that's when it started to fuck with me.
Mm. See, I remember.
So I'm obsessed with achievements, I think, is what it is.
I have a relatively high gamer score, I think, because I've had it since.
Throw it out there. What is it?
I have no idea.
Oh. Probably over 200,000.
Oh, I'm sure.
Mine's not anywhere close to that. I never cared as much about achievements.
But, like, I never cared about achievements. Like, I've never. Unless, like, you can get most of the achievements by playing through the game. And then they're like, hey, by the way, you know, if you collect 200 coats, we'll give you an achievement. I'm like, I already have
Ghost of Tsushima was a pretty easy platinum.
Yeah.
Yes.
I finished everything I wanted to do in the game.
It kind of walks you through some of it. And then,
hey, you got like 10 things left. And I was like, God damn it.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
But I will say Ghost of Tsushima was annoying because they were like, we're not going to show you where it is. Ooh, do you hear that? Do you feel that thud in your controller?
Too much.
Get closer. Oh, too far. I was like, fucking God damn it, dude. Just let me do this shit.
I pulled the guides out.
Well, that's smart. Fishing. If a game has fishing,
Legend of Zelda,
where you can get random. I've never played a Legend of Zelda game in my life.
So you fish in Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess for different kinds of fish, which you then take and show somebody. And if you get certain fish or there's certain items you can only get by doing that.
Hmm. But I think it was Fable was the first time I played a game with fishing in it like that. And I was like, this is just fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I pulled out a boot. Like, oh, I pulled out a sword. Holy shit. Oh, just fish. Oh, you know, I just had fun. And I was like, oh, wait, there's a whole game here. And I'm just at this one spot just fishing my ass off.
And then Sonic Adventure was like, hold my beer. You're going to play one character that all they do is fish. And that's his whole storyline.
Wow.
His name was Biggs the Cat.
Cat bullshit, man.
Hey, shout out to Sonic. Because Idris Elba is fucking Knuckles. I don't know how that works.
Dude, it's going to be sweet.
It's going to be amazing.
He's going to play Knuckles.
Yes.
Knuckles.
He's going to voice Knuckles.
There was a casino in Sonic Adventure as well that you can go to. Speaking of casinos and time sinks. And you could play Sonic Pinball. You could play Sonic, what was that weird one? Versus Eggman, something weird, Robotnik something. And I would sink hours into playing another game inside a game.
Bro, that's so
Jesse,
meta.
What other game had a casino that was a kid's game that you probably also sunk a lot of time into like I did?
Pac-Man World?
Game Boy game.
With a casino?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Pokemon.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah. Play slots. Oh, my God. Slots in video games?
There were like two or three different gambling games, and you could earn actual
money. Gambling is addictive,
guys. And when they did, every time they've done the remakes, they've left them out now because they feel uncomfortable.
Who figured that out? Casinos.
Right.
But yeah, anytime you put a game inside a game,
Bro, DOX volleyball, there's two slots that I don't have enough money to play yet, and I will get to the point where I can spin the wheel at least once and lose all my money.
That's awesome, man. We're going to move on from the volleyball now.
I'm coming back to volleyball.
Doom 3. Remember you can find a arcade machine?
Yeah.
It was Chicken Punch or whatever?
Yeah.
I also sat for probably 30 minutes playing that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what are we going to sink our time into if we don't talk about
fucking volleyball?
And volleyball?
All kinds of stuff. What's like something that you thought was just gonna completely just be super rewarding and it wasn't?
Every season, Game Pass. Not Game Pass. What are those
Battle
called?
Pass.
Every Battle Pass I've ever gotten ever. I'm like,
I stopped playing them.
110
front.
Levels.
I love them. I absolutely love
them,
dude.
It's the addiction. It's literally
gambling.
It's like. You're like, oh,
not,
baby.
It's not gambling.
I'm only 10 levels away from this skin that
Overwatch
I'm
skin.
Really not going to use.
I try to use. So whenever a new season comes around, I try to use the skins. And with Overwatch, anytime the event came back the next year, I always changed my skins to use the skin for that event. So I'm weird
to like
that.
Get lucky?
No, just because I was like, oh, it's Halloween. Every character is going to have the Halloween skin.
I see.
Or like... when I guess they don't really do that for Apex because they don't revive seasons, but they do have Halloween skins, which I will absolutely bring back if I had any for Apex. But
this is where I put my Halloween skins if I had any.
But no, I absolutely changed to the new skin in each, what is that, season pass?
Each season?
Mm-hmm. All the time.
But then you get, then you do those special events where they give you the skins you really want, like the white-faced Revenant.
I was like, finish that, please.
He's not white-faced. He's got white trim.
His face, his 18 faces on that skin are white.
So,
it's marble.
So there's this thing that keeps sticking out in my head, so I feel like I just need to talk about it. So something that I invested time into once was in Saints Row 3. There was a DLC. It was a Christmas-themed DLC. It was either Saints Row 3 or 4. I can't fucking remember. I think it was 3, though. And... you like go to Santa's workshop and god damn your arm just broke.
Oh.
And you like fight elves and shit, and there's a door that is held shut by a large candy cane, and it makes you like go up and lick it once, but you're supposed to give up and go do something else that like ends up breaking it. But you can jam on the lick button and keep licking it, and it will slowly, over several minutes, start to fade away. And then if you lick all the way through, it gives you an achievement that's like, I can't believe you literally like wasted your time to do that.
There was Star and I will say it's mostly Star, is playing Tell Me Why. Remember that game that was on the Xbox Showcase that you guys were like, we don't need to talk about this at all. No one's going to play that fucking game. It's like a story game with a brother and a sister.
Yes.
There is a thing on the coffee table in the beginning of the game that you like pick up and it get. And Star was like, all right, well, we've done that. And I was like, and I did it like 15 times. And Star was like, what are you doing? And I did it one more time and the game was like, bloop. Okay, put that down. Or like the achievement was like, okay, put that down. I was
that's
like,
funny.
See?
That's
and
amazing.
I just fucking felt it in my soul that I had to keep hitting that button because it was annoying the character in the game and it was annoying Star. And I was like, this is perfect. I'm annoying people real and fake.
Ooh, here's the thing that I don't think it's as much of a thing now, but did you ever set your controller down to see if the game had a built-in, like the character does or says something to you about, like,
oh
boy, I wish I was like, okay, here we go, or let's get
have
a move
played
on
Gex. Yes, I don't do that anymore because it doesn't really happen, but
right.
Crash Bandicoot was awesome.
Jack and Daxter did it too.
Yeah,
and Ratchet and Clank.
Yep.
A lot of those old platformers, they
so I would just set it down
character.
And I would just wait and I'd be like,
come on, buddy.
Okay, I don't think it's going to happen. But then sometimes I'm like, yeah!
This is like that one time I was at Kevin Bacon's house. That's what Gex does. He mentions like other movie stars. Anyway.
Weird. I remember the PlayStation 1, like, you know, there wasn't really... the internet was there, but no one fucking used it really.
To its potential.
During PlayStation 1 with Crash Bandicoot, it was dial-up. Chill out. No one used it. You were born in a different time. I know.
So here's what I do remember, though. My dad did use it because he would print out entire game guides for, like, Tomb Raider.
Bro, Cheat CC?
Yup.
Oh, Cheat CC.
That was the Bible.
That was the site, bro.
You would go there, and I would be like, how to unlock every Smash Bros. Character. And then there'd be some bullshit answers about how to unlock...
And it never worked.
Master Hand and a bunch of bullshit, yeah.
So, also, you were in school around the same time as me. Did you ever get the, like... whatever year it was, cheat code books from, like, the Scholastics or whatever?
I was only able to get two of them because I had to pay for it with my own money.
Damn. Try having white parents next time. So, but yeah, it was...
When you re-up, cracker that shit.
When you re-up.
So, and most of the time, there was only, like, two games that I had in that book. So I'd be like, can we go to the store and maybe buy this one game that's got lots of cheat codes in this?
Did you used to seek out games specifically because of cheat codes?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean... Yeah, GTA had amazing cheat codes back in the day. Red Faction.
Simpsons Hit and Run had great cheat codes. Yeah.
Red Fraction, you mean? Jeez.
You want to know some shit?
It was the old guy that used to call it Gear of War Game
Bruce, yeah.
So
yeah.
You want to know how far we've fallen from grace? In the PS2 version of Transformers, the movie, the game, there were cheat codes that gave you, that unlocked the different skins that you could, you know, use and everything. On the PS3 and 360 version of those games, it was a DLC that you had to pay for.
Sons of bitches.
That was the fall. The fall of Cybertron.
Maybe they were just, maybe they just felt bad for, like, if you're still playing the PS2 version here, we'll fucking
some
throw them in.
Cool shit for
I
you.
I got a super recent one.
Okay.
Cyberpunk.
Okay.
Okay. You could.
Yeah, that was a time sink for no reason.
Shut up. You could walk into an area where you knew there was loot because they had, like, random sporadic, like, here's a bunch of loot right here, and it would have, like, a special item in it, right? And right. It would always have that special item, but that special item could go from blue to purple to orange, like the different variances of rarity.
Variants.
But if you didn't pick it up and you walked, like, a football field away and ran back to it, it would switch. Like, you had to get far enough for the game to, like, let's unload that. Oh, we're reloading that. He's getting close to it again. And I would do that until I got the rarity, the extreme rarity, and the most slots. It had to have four slots and orange color.
And it was the only way to get that weapon.
Yes. That was the only place you could find it. And once you picked it up, that was it. Because the game would randomly autosave within a 30 second. So I did that over and over again until I got the best gear in the game.
So there's another game that did some kind of in the same realm. Did you guys know that Skyrim... those, like, one-off legendary items, like, it was based off the level you were, and it was locked into that once you picked it up. So, depending on what you got, like, it was, if you wanted to use that in-game, you didn't want to do that side mission or something until you were max level, because that would get you the highest version of it, and there was no other way to increase it down the road. Even if you did the crafting to, like, improve some of that stuff, still, like, the level you were locked it into its base stats at the time.
Isn't that annoying?
Yes.
100%.
So, now in playthroughs, if I play it, I leave some of that shit until I can be higher level and go pick it up.
Cyberpunk had a patch that fixed that, where mm-hmm. it was like, no matter what, sweat you draw, and people were fucking irate, and they're like, oh, sorry, we'll pull that one back.
I don't
back.
Know you why can... they get in the way of some of that shit.
People want to have fun, and they just, game developers are like,
well, I'm glad they fixed the game first before doing
it. Yeah,
that,
I'm glad,
so.
You know, they
it was important.
Focused on what's important.
It was a hot fix.
Did you guys play Landlord in Fable 3? So in Fable 3, not only could you own lots of houses, you could customize what the inside looked like, and you could change what the rent was and everything, and it meant nothing. Well, like, you had to have a certain amount of money by the end of the game to get the best ending, but otherwise it gave way too much, like, control over the intricacies of all that. So I just remember that was one of my time sinks, was I would, like, customize homes and the way people were living, and I made sure all my bitches in my different regions had, like, the nice looking shit.
Peter Molyneux was like, they're gonna like this. They're going to like this a lot.
Still waiting when I can plant a fucking tree, Peter. When can I plant, like, a fucking tree?
Never.
And watch it grow.
What was important about the game? Rent.
I killed my dog in the second game, Peter. When do I get to grow a fucking tree?
Never.
That's rough, man.
Gwent? I will say.
Oh my god, Gwent.
I will say Gwent's really cool. And the best thing about Witcher 3, to me.
Did you
not see the sex scene on the unicorn?
Did you just play
Clearly
the,
not.
Did you just play the Gwent? Like, is that all you did in Witcher 3? Or yes. Did you play, like, the free, like, wasn't there, like, a Gwent?
There was a real, like, app game of Gwent.
On the side or whatever?
Which I should play, honestly. It's really fun.
Jesse, talk about Final Fantasy 9? Does that have the card game? Or is that 10?
Yeah, that was 8. 8. That was 8. Triple Triad. Yeah. Triple Triad is also fucking amazing. It's basically Gwent before Gwent. And both amazing. I spent hours playing Triple Triad, for sure.
Final Fantasy VIII is my favorite Final Fantasy.
Mine too. Yeah. It's my favorite Final Fantasy. It's one of the only three Final Fantasy games I've ever finished.
I didn't.
Is it because of Squall or what?
Squall!
No, Gunblades?
Yeah.
Gunblades are sick. Like,
they made that a full class in the MMO.
Yeah, he's nice. Dope. And it's like very existential, like near the middle of the game. You're like, what the fuck just happened?
And you're like, and how we're playing it?
Yeah, and then they're like, okay, we'll go kill this thing now.
Sounds like Final Fantasy.
And like, it was my favorite before just because everybody loves 7, and I was like, yeah, but 8's cool. And they're like, Gunblades are stupid. So I was like, that's my jam. But so, then the whole existential thing with the whole, like, crazy stuff that came up later about Final Fantasy 8, like, reaffirmed my love of it. When they're like, you're dead for most of the game. I'm like, that's fucking amazing. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
That was it?
Yeah, I know, but I've been talking a lot.
Have you?
I feel like I have.
Jesus. I thought it was me. It's not Jesse.
Say never something, Jesse.
If we're talking about back to multiplayer games, challenges in multiplayer games might be the death of me.
You're still talking about the battle pass at this point, though.
Not necessarily.
What other games do you play with challenges?
Call of Duty. Call of Duty has challenges and
bro,
other things.
Like what? Like what?
You want the gold what? Gun? You remember Modern Warfare had the gold guns.
Yeah, there's never-ending challenges in Modern Warfare that you can get. That you just have. I mean, you can always do them and they unlock like XP bonuses or, you know, certain ammo or not ammo, but camos and stuff for your skin.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember, I think it was the first Black Ops where it was like, yeah, sure. You can get gold weapons, but do you want a diamond encrusted gold weapon? And my body was like, or my brain was like, yeah, I want the diamond encrusted crossbow. And it was like, cool. Get 5 kills 50 times with a fucking shield. A 5-kill streak.
To get the crossbow?
To get the you had to get every weapon in that category gold to get the diamond version of all those weapons. So I ran around with a fucking shield like, one.
Die.
1, 2, 3. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, I got one. It was fucking, and then I got the golden or the diamond encrusted crossbow and was like, all right, now what? Run around and kill people with the diamond encrusted crossbow.
Hey,
I was like, oh, the challenge is over.
And then real life sinks back in. Yeah, I remember in MW2 getting camos and it was like, the uglier the camo got, like the farther into how many like headshots you had gotten with it.
Yeah.
Like till by the end, it just looked like fucking like a Bill Cosby fucking sweater throw up on the. I was like, yeah, bro, I've gotten like 500 headshots with this.
Looks
sniper.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
I think it was the regular Modern Warfare where you had to do that too. You had to get like 150 headshots with all 4 shotguns to get the gold shotguns. And I was like, have you tried to get a headshot with it? You have to aim for the top, like the widow's peak to get a head. Because if it hits him in the shoulder, it's not a headshot, apparently. Man, that game fucking pissed me off. But yeah, definitely did my fair share of shooter games trying to get stupid camos that didn't matter to anybody but me.
You know what else you did that didn't matter to anybody but you? Did you ever get your 666 kills on each weapon in Titanfall 2?
It was Titanfall. No, it was Titanfall 2. 100% did.
Did you just stop playing once they got to 666? Because you fucked it up after.
Yeah, after I got like 7. After I got it out of. I don't remember. It wasn't every weapon because some of them.
That's
I was
what
like,
you wanted to do.
I think it was the sniper gun. I don't remember what it was.
That's
somewhere.
A lot of fucking kills, by the way.
I have a picture that's like, you know, it's like one of those collages. Where it has like 7 or 8 of them with 600. I think it's because I fucked up with one. Didn't realize I was keeping track and lost count. I was like, 672. Never mind. And just stopped doing it. Fuck it. Doesn't matter anymore. Yeah. I popped
off a little too much in that game.
So, dude, that game was fucking amazing, though.
That game's still amazing. Shout out to Titanfall 2.
Let's bring it back. Let's bring it back. Yeah.
It did get brought back on PC.
We don't have to do anything.
It's got a huge resurgence.
No, I mean, like, let's bring it back on. I mean, it's on.
I own it. I never, haven't owned it.
Because of EA.
Yeah, let's just fucking play.
I've always kept my physical copy.
You badass, you.
It's like 30 cents if you want to buy it.
Respawn can't fucking. Those motherfuckers don't miss.
They do.
What?
Titanfall 1.
No.
You know,
there was a Titanfall 2. That's how you know they didn't miss.
Jedi Fallen Order was okay. That's by Respawn.
Is it okay or is it good? It's just like.
We played it. I played it.
Yeah, we played it.
I mean, is it
it's not Titanfall 2.
It's a Soulsborne game, right?
It tries to.
Yeah.
Soulsborne Light.
It didn't have its own identity. But so something that I'm guilty of that I realize is I min-max a lot for single player games when it doesn't really matter. Because like the whole point of a single player game is just you get through the content, right? No, I want the most efficient way of doing that. So I will, when I get a game, if it's a game that like I got to later on, I will watch hours of videos on like, here's some beginning tips and here's 12 tips for starting out and here's this and then get to this and I'll look up later shit in the game so I know like what to look for and all that. So whenever I played like Dragon Age or when I played like Dragon's Dogma or just
some other
Dragon, Mass Effect,
Dragon Tale,
yeah, Dragon Quest, yeah,
Dragon no. These Nuts,
Dragon Guard 3. No, but yeah, so it's just the issue I have of it's like there's no reason that I should need to
do
this.
Your mental issue kicks in.
Pokemon as well. Like I will EV and IV train something just to stop playing the game. Mm-mm. So
I'm like, this dragon has a ghost form.
So
I'm gonna use it.
But yeah, so and like sometimes I'll be dead set on doing that shit and then I'll just stop. I'll just be like, I just don't even like touch the game again.
How about fighting games? Do you beat the game with every character?
Fuck no.
Even though their stories don't fucking matter because they're not canon?
No.
That's not really a waste though, because that's the point.
That's content.
They have stories that you're supposed to play.
Mortal Kombat 9 has the story mode.
Uh-huh.
But then if you go into single player,
yeah.
You can do a tower and see an ending.
Someone worked on those.
Right.
Someone made those for you to do that.
Right. But
that's content in a fighting game.
Right. We're talking about wasting a bunch of time for nothing. You get nothing. Yeah. You don't. It's not.
You get a skin.
Playing the game. It's playing the game.
Mortal Kombat 9, you get a skin?
I don't remember. That's you get playing something. The game.
Right.
That used to be the game. That used to be the
tower. Towers used to be the game.
Towers used to be just the actual fucking game. There was no overarching long ass, but they're great. I love Mortal Kombat 9 through 11. The stories, I'm in. I'm so in.
I liked the old ones. And then Melina said, fuck off, and ran away. Like,
and
it's like, cool, I guess.
Bit him.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, that's
that'll
neat.
Be useful.
This
in the future.
Character was walking through the castle and happened upon this person. So they decided to fight. Oh, okay. Yeah,
well,
I guess
yeah,
I can.
Okay. Uh-huh. Makes Shao Kahn did the same move 12 times and won.
Well, guys, we want to thank you for going along with us on the things that we sink our time into, like this podcast, which we appreciate. So take care of yourselves. Stay safe. This has been the Digital Bath Podcast.
And enjoy all the dramatic
signing out
poses. Pauses. Fuck.